USA Radio News with Wendy King.
All eyes are on Dorian. It became a Category 1 hurricane just before it made landfall in the U.S. Virgin Islands, causing power outages and some minor flooding. It's now heading toward Florida, as National Hurricane Center meteorologist Jack Bevan tells us.
Everywhere from along the Florida Peninsula as well as up into Georgia should keep an eye on this, because we can't rule out landfall in any of those areas at the present time.
WFOR-TV's Joan Murray from Miami.
Because we don't know, the only thing to do is expect the unexpected, says Broward's Director of Regional Emergency Services, Tracy Jackson.
At this point, it's all about preparation. Everyone should have already had an idea what they're going to do when the storm's threatening. This is a great time to verify those things, to make sure that your homes are going to be safe, you have pet food, you have medicine, and things of that nature.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Another Republican lawmaker is leaving Capitol Hill. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Senator Johnny Isakson says he'll retire at the end of the year, saying in a statement that he suffers from Parkinson's and the disease is progressing. The Georgia Republican has chaired the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. His term was to end in 2022. Isakson served in the U.S. House before moving to the Senate in 2005. He's 74 years old.
Vice President Pence spoke in his home state. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Mike Pence delivered remarks at the 101st American Legion National Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. He spoke about the increase in funding with military hospitals.
This year alone, the VA has processed more than 1.2 million claims for compensation and increased the number of appeals decisions by 70%. We're off to a great start making sure that our veterans are getting the health care that you earned, but we're going to keep pressing on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Another Democratic candidate is calling it quits, leaving the 2020 presidential race. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand made her announcement on Twitter.
I know this isn't the result we wanted. We wanted to win this race. But it's important to know when it's not your time.
She said she believes she can best serve by helping unite the country to beat President Trump. She is now the sixth Democratic candidate to lead the race.
During this year's summer recess, staff and volunteers from AARP California are visiting all of the state's members of Congress, and they're delivering petitions with more than 200,000 signatures from Californians who want elected officials to stand up to what they call drug company greed. AARP California's State Director Nancy McPherson explains.
Americans often pay more than twice as much for the same brand-name drug as patients in similar countries. That's why we're urging Congress to allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices. It's also why we strongly support a bill in the California State Legislature that would ban so-called pay-to-delay deals, where brand-name drug companies pay generic drug makers not to produce low-cost generics. This dishonest practice cheats the system and keeps prices artificially high, putting profits ahead of people.
To learn more about the Stop Rx Greed campaign, visit aarp.org/rx.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.